From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Shatters, that's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome, America, to the Todd Starr Radio Show. Great to have you guys with us today. We have a wild, wild show for you today. We're going to be talking with Team Trump a little bit later on this show. Also, Congressman Greg Stube is going to drop by, as well as our dear friends from Patriot Mobile. They've got some exciting things to share with us as well. But we normally do not start the show out with a guest, but we have a very special guest in studio, and very excited to welcome our good friend, my Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator, welcome to the show.
And what a treat it is to be in studio with you. What? I mean, this is just so much fun to see the world headquarters.
The staff was very excited. They were like, you know, they were mopping the floors, making the food. This is a huge deal here at the News Bunker.
Well, we appreciate that. And I will tell you, the snacks were awesome. And we thank all of your staff.
Well, Cheryl does a great job for us. And Lydia was here. Of course, you met Ben Dieter, our morning show host, earlier.
Yes.
He is wild. But our crew love him. The audience loves him here in West Tennessee. So we count him as a Tennessean now.
I think that is a good thing to do, and he was warmly received over in Germantown this morning.
It was a big event, and folks, we Americans for Prosperity, they are really, really active here in Tennessee and just launching in the western part of the state, and we had a big breakfast this morning, got to MC, and you delivered the keynote address, and it was really exciting to see a standing room only crowd on a Tuesday morning, a work day.
You know, it was so exciting, and they had done all the pre-registrations and then had so many people walking up and saying, can I come? And as you said, every seat was full. They brought in extra chairs, and then people were just standing at the back of the room and on the sides. And I thought it was fantastic. And Todd, to me, that says people are looking for answers. I think they're tired of a lot of talk. What they want is to know what people are going to do about issues. Inflation, economy, the border, the crime, the issues that we're facing globally. And they're saying, what can we talk about and what are you going to do about it?
You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had Matt Towery and Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group on the great pollsters. And what you just said, those are the big issues. It's not just one issue that's driving people to go and vote. It's major issues like the economy and crime and the border. And I think if we play our cards right, this could be a very good election cycle for Republicans.
I think so also. But it means that everybody has to be engaged, and they've got to get themselves educated on the issues. They can all go to MarshaBlackburn.com and keep up with what we are doing as we work toward November 5th. But they've got to ask their friends and neighbors, are you registered to vote? Have you changed that voter registration? And then make certain that they actually go vote.
I heard from something Congressman Kostoff said earlier today that at the gathering, and it really stuck with me. He said, 14%, 15% of registered voters bothered to get out in the August elections? We can't do that. We have got to get out, and we have to vote.
Oh, that is so true. And to get that percentage up is vitally important, and we need to see that. People have got to. When I was on the election commission in Williamson County and my kids were little, I would tell people all the time, if you don't vote, you can't complain. And we need to make certain that people vote. And, you know, it's like people at church. The research work that was done on evangelicals showed that 50% were registered to vote and only half of that number voted.
And I happen to be an evangelical, and I catch a lot of flack, but every time I'm in front of that group, you know, they're expecting certain things of the Republican Party, and yet they don't get out and do any work. You know, if you want to have a seat at the table, you got to get out there. You've got to be a part of the process.
That's right.
Got to.
Very true.
901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Senator Marsha Blackburn with us. And, Senator, you are running for re-election. You have a Democrat opponent. And I think what's fascinating about Tennessee, we are a supermajority of Republicans control the state. But here in West Tennessee, we've got in the Memphis area, we have radical progressives that run this part of the state in the city of Memphis. And I don't know if people really understand the kind of Democrats that are rising up now. These are not the John F. Kennedy Democrats. These are radical progressives we're dealing with.
It is indeed. And many of the policies that they support are policies that are to the far left. It's, you hear it from Kamala Harris, doing away with private health insurance and putting everybody on a Medicaid program. Todd, it's not Medicare for all.
Right.
It is Medicaid. It's government control, government access, government delivered health care. It's also gun confiscation. It is making certain that they push the Green New Deal and eliminate all oil and gas production in the U.S. I mean, it's not curbing it. It is ending it. That's the radical nature of their policies.
You've got Governor Tim Walz out there on the record saying that there should be limitations on free speech. People say, well, how would that play out? I think you just have to look at what's happening in the UK right now, where people are literally getting arrested for something they write on social media. Again, they are very open and upfront about who they are. I know they're trying to change that now and try to convince people they're America first conservatives, but these are radical Democrats we're talking about.
Oh, indeed, they are radical leftists. And the thing that is so surprising to many people is they're just now hearing about Kamala Harris, and she is portraying herself as a moderate. She's mimicking some of President Trump's policies, like no tax on tips. And then people see some of the things that she has put forward, and I think it confuses them as to what she really is. And Todd, you know, I think the fact that they coronated her and put her in this, a lot of my friends who are Democrats are really frustrated with that because they feel like they had no vote and no say.
We got a couple of local people writing into us and saying, all right, my vote means nothing now. I didn't get a say here.
That's right. And they feel like they've been disenfranchised. And after we get past the convention this week, Kamala has had her honeymoon, and people start to look at this, I think they're going to say, hey, wait a minute. All of a sudden, they've changed the rules of the game. And all of a sudden, here we are. And we have absolutely no say in this. And we've got a guy who has a stolen valor issue as the VP. And now we have Kamala Harris, who, when I was ranked the most conservative U.S. senator in 2019, my polar opposite was Kamala Harris, who was ranked the most liberal.
Right. It's true. It's true. Senator Marsha Blackburn is with us in studio. Last night, that was insane on X. What, over almost a billion views, this interview that Elon Musk had with Donald Trump. What do you make of Donald Trump? You know him very well. You've had a chance to spend time with him. What's your takeaway? Who is this guy?
He is someone who really is witty and funny and loves music. He kind of has his playlist. He is someone who deeply loves this country and appreciates the American dream and the ability of people to live out their American dream. He is passionate about that. And he didn't like things that were happening in the country. So 2015, he said, I'm going to run. He ran. He won. And the left has never forgiven him for that. Yeah. They had decided that they were coronating Hillary Clinton as the first female president of the United States. And Donald Trump got in their way and messed up their plans. And they didn't get to have that third term of Barack Obama that they thought would push them across the tipping point to nirvana, which is one-party rule, Democrat control, government control of the country, and controlling your life, daylight to dark, 24/7, 365.
I'm a people watcher, and I watch President Trump when he's in these settings with his family. I had an opportunity to spend quite a bit of time at Mar-a-Lago, and to see the interaction he has with his family. I think he's a family man. The fact that yes. his mother's meatloaf is on the menu at Mar-a-Lago, you know, one of these fancy places, I think that says a lot about who he is and how his children turned out. I mean, that I think that says a lot about his character and who he is as a man and as a father.
I think it does also, in seeing how careful he is with his family and yeah. with Melania, and how deeply he loves these kids and grandkids. And I was so pleased that his granddaughter spoke at the convention and kind of ratted on him a little bit.
Just a smidge.
It was just truly precious.
She says he always wins when they're
That's
playing
right.
golf. Grandpa always wins. We've got to take a break. Can you stick around for a
sure.
few minutes? All right.
Yeah.
We have Senator Marsha Blackburn joining us. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Hi, this is Todd Stearns. Today, you have the power to relieve suffering for children throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, these are children who do not have reliable access to the essentials of life, like food or clean water. But today, you can change that. I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to rush emergency food relief to hungry children and to provide a community with access to water. Now, this is a headline that you can do something about. Today, because of a match, your generous gift of $200 provides four children with a year's worth of food and helps a community gain access to fresh water. There are several ways to make your gift. Go to ToddStearns.com and click on the red Give Life banner, or you can call my toll-free number at 855-353-4673. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner, or call my toll-free number, 855-353-HOPE. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know what's interesting? We were talking about Trump and his playlist. Senator Marsha Blackburn's here with us in studio. This is not only a Senator Blackburn in town. We've got like thousands of Elvis fans in town for Elvis Week. We have the FedEx golf tournament.
That's right.
That's kicking off. But President Trump is a big Elvis fan.
Of course he is. Everybody is a big Elvis
fan. Well, they should be.
Yes.
Yeah.
They should be. That's exactly right. And you just listen to that music of Elvis, and I think we all have a little Elvis on our playlist.
Just actually, I have, you know, did you see the movie that came out, the new Elvis movie? It was pretty fascinating, but the music is incredible, and I've got that on the playlist. When I hit Shelby Farms after the show, I'm listening to that. And we have to say hello to Frankie Lax from WTJS. They carry this show live out there in West Tennessee, and he's here. You know, yeah. It's a party when Frankie Lax shows up.
It is always a party when Frankie Lax is around, and the thing is, Frankie Lax can always sit down and talk to you about something.
Exactly. That's great. I was in, we were talking Sunday or in yesterday's show. I go to Germantown Baptist Church yeah. over in Germantown, which is a very large church. And so I was sitting there, and all of a sudden I see these church ladies start getting up before the service, and they're pulling out produce from their purses. You know, I go, oh, here's some fresh tomatoes from the garden. That only happens in the South. So it's
well,
one of those
that
things.
Is true. And my tomato plants right now finally have huge, big green tomatoes on them, and I hope when I get back to Williamson County that they're turning red and I can have me a tomato sandwich.
Tomato sandwich, that's the way to do it. A little blue plate mayonnaise, and you're good to go. Can we yeah. talk about your Instagram page for a second?
Sure.
You do these amazing videos, and you're a chef. You cook.
Yes, I do. I love to cook. It's kind of my love language for my family, and this is something, doing Sunday lunch is a tradition that my family has had since I was a little girl. So as our kids grew up, we did Sunday lunch, and we always had a house full after church. And now that house full is kids and grandkids and people that are ready for a good lunch. So I get it all together on Saturday night. I get it in the oven on Sunday morning, and then we sit on the screen porch and have good conversation for an hour or so and enjoy lunch.
Is there a favorite meal for the Blackburn family?
Do you know meatloaf is a favorite of the boys? And this past Sunday, I did meatloaf and mashed potatoes, and they were so excited. And my husband said, oh, great, I'll have leftovers. I mean, there was a little tiny kind of a two-bite size of meatloaf left. When you get those teenage boys, it goes fast. Another one they like, and I think I'll do that this next Sunday, is a homemade chicken pot pie.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, and so I do a great big one. And the thing is, I never have enough to-go boxes because the kids always fill to-go boxes, and they're in a drawer in the island, and Todd, they just stack them up and take all of it with them.
Well, this may be the only appropriate time in the show to announce, speaking of food, that Chick-fil-A has now reintroduced their banana pudding milkshakes for the first time since 2013. So that little news item. You know, Ronald Reagan said that American greatness, it doesn't happen in Washington. It happens around the supper table. And I think family is so important. You know, when we talk about what's wrong with this country, I wonder if a big chunk of it is just getting back to the basics of being families in America.
I think it is people sitting down and talking to one another. You know, sitting on our screen porch on Sunday and talking with family and friends and just hashing out what people think about different issues and talking about their concerns and their fears and how you address that. That is a good, positive thing to do. When we talk about our great state of Tennessee and talk about how concerned we are with security in our communities, the impact of fentanyl, the desires for great education for all kids, then just the infrastructure issues, getting from point A to point B and traffic and economic development and how we keep this state great, that is a big conversation every week.
When you look back, you know, what is it? Were there any surprises? You were in Congress for a long time in the House. You're a senator now. Were there any surprises along the way for you?
One of the things I think is you work from the House to the Senate. In the House, you know, people are always filing messaging bills. They know it's not going anywhere, and they do it to make a statement. In the Senate, because we have the filibuster, you have to work to get Democrat support so you can get 60 votes, because nothing moves without 60 votes. And working across the aisle, which is something I did diligently for 3.5 years on the Kids Online Safety Act and pushing that, I pushed the Report Act to completion. All of that requires 60 votes.
Marsha Blackburn joining us, and wow, the time has gone fast, and you have got like a full schedule today.
I have a very full day in Memphis in Shelby County and just loving it. I'm going over to Pure Academy this afternoon and looking forward to seeing some of the good work they're doing there.
Well, we love having you on this side of the state. I know in Congress, they sort of gerrymandered you. Your district ran all the way from Shelby County
over
to Williamson, so you know these roads very well.
I do indeed, and I'm always happy to be back here and delighted to be in studio with you.
Well, Senator, thank you again, and we appreciate you, and you're just a rock-solid conservative and a great warrior for the cause, and we hope you enjoy yourself here in West Tennessee.
Thanks so much.
All right, folks, hang tight. I see your phone calls. We're going to get to those. Don't go anywhere. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. We're going to have a great conversation about Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
You
You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25 and the brand-new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. It's always fun when we have a special guest in studio. We actually have two, and we're going to introduce our next guest here in just a moment. But as promised, I do want to go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Let's start the day in Florida. Sunny, listening to us on WOCA. Hi, Sunny. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. Go back to our senators. Marsha Blackburn and John Kennedy are my two favorite senators, and what I recalled about was the 2 points. His documents are revealed D.C. training for non-citizen voting, and then they try to tell you, oh, this is only for local elections. As far as I know, all the names are on one ballot, so there should be a clue right there. The other thing is, out of all our presidents, including starting from George Washington on, when their terms were done and they didn't die in office, they went home, all except Barack Hussein Obama, who could not prove where his home was when he was born.
Yeah.
He couldn't produce a certificate of birth, but he gets a birth certificate. But he shows a certificate of birth. Excuse me, but I can get a certificate of birth for the dog I bought, pedigree dog. You get a certificate of birth.
Well, I think the problem here, Sonny, is that Obama never left Washington, and that tells me that he's controlling Washington right now.
Who do you think is going to keep things going? I mean, it's revealing here, training for non-citizen voting in D.C. already?
It's a great point, Sonny, and again, I think it's imperative that we stop this fourth term of the Obama administration, because that's what it would be, and we've got to put a stop to it. Sonny, appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Peter in Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Peter. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Todd. I was at the event this morning in Germantown. It was just absolutely great. Just absolutely.
Was that not
great.
Phenomenal? I mean, just to see, I mean, it was over 200 people, and it was just, I don't think you could fit another person in that room.
Oh, maybe one or two. But,
okay.
But, you know, skinny you people. Did an okay job, too. You were all right.
Well, thank you for that affirmation, Peter. Appreciate you.
I did have a question that I was aching to ask Senator Blackburn, but she got away from me.
Well, what's your question? Well, I'm sure she's listening. What's your question?
As you well know, the overriding issue is the crushing national debt, which is we're heading for a Greek-style meltdown if we don't do something. And my number one suggestion as to getting rid of the national debt is just to eliminate the National Department of Education and turn the education back over to the states.
Yeah, I love that idea. And, you know, Peter, President Trump was asked about that last night at in the back and forth with Elon Musk. And he said that he would be eliminating the Department of Education and moving those powers back to the states.
Just absolutely great. As you well know, it's the Department of Socialist Education.
Wow, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. I mean, Peter, that one department is responsible for the radical, this, well, to borrow a phrase from Barack Hussein Obama, the that fundamental transformation of America. That's happening through the Department of Education.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just everywhere. It's just everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
We are losing the war, and we got to do something to awaken ourselves to go back to the traditional values that have made America great.
You've got that right. Well, Peter, thank you for calling in. Don't be a stranger, and thanks for coming out today. That was a lot of fun. 901-260-5926, our number, that's 901-260-5926. You never know who's going to show up here at the building. Our good buddy, Frankie Lax, who is the afternoon drive host in Jackson, Tennessee, WTJS, is in studio. And Frankie, first, welcome back to Memphis. Good to see you.
Man, this is really impressive, Todd. This, the KWAM studios, I'm just so impressed.
You know what? The staff worked very hard to get things spiffy and shiny for our special guest today.
You know, you talked about the event in Germantown this morning about how the big crowd, what you didn't know, or the senator didn't know, Senator Marsha Blackburn, yes, the room was full, and people were standing along the walls, but we had to stop them at the door, and there were a lot of people out in the hallway. So maybe next time AFP might want to put some speakers out there, but we had to stop them. Of course, I came down with my security firm out of Jackson and helped provide security for AFP. So there was a lot of people that didn't get to come that had to hang out in the hallway.
It was. I think everyone was shocked by the crowd, and especially in Memphis, which is a blue area of our state. But Frankie, I think, and I'm curious to hear what you hear from your listeners, I think people are fed up and they're ready to change, and they understand how significant this election is in November.
It is very significant. People think that if Kamala Harris wins, this is the end of the country. People are scared. People are praying. I was really, when Joe Biden stepped out of the race, I was hoping he would stay in. And when he decided to step aside and then they propped up Kamala Harris, that was just it was a gut punch to most conservatives. And I think that a lot of conservative-minded people are scared and they're worried about this election. Because I don't know if it's the mainstream media and the polling and everything, but it appears that Kamala Harris is on track to win. And that's what everybody's scared about. And it's very concerning. And, you know, if I could just get to Donald Trump and just stay on the issues, Mr. President, you can win on the issues. But it seems like he's going back to the narrative of name calling, and he's got to stay on the issues.
Well, we love our president, no doubt about it, but I'm hearing this from a lot of folks, including rock-solid America First lawmakers up on Capitol Hill, and they're saying, Todd, when you get on the show today, you've got to just beg the president, just let's focus on the issues, because I don't think the political attack, I don't think those personal attacks are working as effectively as they may have done in the past.
The callers that are calling into my show, no, they're not. The president needs to run on the border. He needs to run on the economy.
Yeah.
And if he does that and can get that message out, and if he's got enough money to get the message out, because Kamala Harris has money plus the media to get her message out. And, you know, she's copycatting the servers, no tax and all that kind of stuff. But Donald Trump and his campaign have got to get their message out to the people about the issues. I think if he gets on point with that, Todd, I think he gets reelected and he saves our country.
Frankie Lax from WTJS in Jackson, Tennessee, one of our great affiliates, joining us in studio. And you own a big security firm that handles a lot of security. Tell us the name of the security firm that you own.
It's called Max Guard Security. My father started it and named it Lax Security. And I said, Dad, that's not a real good name for security guard service. We changed the L to M and came up with Max Guard with two X's.
That's very wise. Very wise.
So, yeah. And so I put on my uniform and my old wheel gun and came up for AFP to provide security for that event. And it was a very smooth event. You did very well. So did David Kustoff and so did Marsha Blackburn and Mayor Glenn Jacobs. I mean, what a huge guy.
Yeah.
And a very nice guy.
He was bench pressing our morning show host, Ben Dieter, before he went up on stage.
I got to meet Ben as well. What a nice, very smart young man.
Yeah, great. It was just a fun event. And again, we're just mobilizing and doing what we can here in Tennessee to help the national cause. And we want everybody to do that around the country, is to get involved, get plugged in. Ultimately, it's going to be a grassroots movement that reelects Donald J. Trump, I think.
We have to elect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Or we've lost our country. That's what the sentiment of the callers that are calling into my show.
Before we let you go, this is Elvis Week in Memphis, and we've got tons of people here in town for the week-long celebration. Your dad knew Elvis, and you were actually at Graceland on the day that he died. Is that right?
That is correct. My father was drafted in the United States Army with Elvis Presley, boarded a bus here in Memphis, Tennessee, and they went to boot camp into Germany together. And if you go to the new exhibition of the U.S. Army part of Graceland, my dad is on that wall on a bus.
Wow.
And if you go to my security website, maxguard.com, maxxguard.com, and go to the history page, it has a lot of pictures of Elvis and my dad. And that's where I'm headed after I leave your beautiful studio. I'm headed to Graceland. And, so big Elvis fan. And, yes, I got in the car with my dad when the news came out that Elvis had passed away in 1977. And I never did comprehend how big Elvis was because I was so young. And I'll never forget riding down Elvis Presley Boulevard, and we were headed to Graceland. And I asked my dad, I said, "What are all these people doing out here?" And he said, "Son, Elvis died." I said, "I know that, but what are these people doing here?" I didn't really comprehend the magnitude of Elvis Presley back then, but it didn't take me very long to figure it out. I was very young then.
Same here. I was just a little fella, but I remember that. And we're going to talk more about that later this week. But it's really, I think it's amazing to see this revitalization, I guess, this renewal of Elvis and his music and President Trump playing the music. That makes me smile when I hear anybody talking about Memphis and Elvis. Before we let you go, Frankie, sure, can we take a call from one of your listeners? Is that okay?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Rad, who is listening to us on WTJS. Rad, you're on the air with me and Frankie Lax.
Hello, gentlemen. Hey, why is the conservative media not demanding? We've got to get microphones in front of Kamala. We all know that CNN, they're not going to, but there's got to be a push, a straight-out push to continue making that a point right now. It needs to be driven home over and over that this woman will not get in front of a microphone without a teleprompter and have any questions asked because she cannot back who she really is. And it's just like we talk about it, but we're not out there beating the horse until he's dead and then beat him again. It's got to be, this has to happen.
If I were the Ward Baker political consultant for Kamala Harris, I would continue on course. She is day number 23 of not answering any questions, and she keeps doing very well in the polls. It's kind of like you never agree to a debate if you are polling very well in a political race. You have nothing to gain by debating your opponent if you're way ahead in the polls. So she is way ahead. She has nothing but, she has everything to lose if she gets in front of a microphone. And the media is going to cover for her. The only media that's not going to cover for her are radio programs like the Todd Starn Show and Newsmax. Everybody else is going to cover, including Fox News. And they're not going to stick a microphone in her face. They're just not going to do it because they are carrying the water for Kamala Harris. And that's just the way it's going to be until we get a debate. And then, I mean, Trump's going to have to navigate through that fixed debate. So you're not going to see her get in front of a microphone. I don't know if Todd would agree with that.
Rand, it's smart politics. I mean, if you're her campaign manager and you know your candidate is a dingbat, yeah, you're not going to put her in front of a microphone. But I'm with you. I think J.D. Vance, every time he sits down for an interview, the first words out of his mouth are, "Happy to be here. I wish Kamala Harris would treat you guys with the same level of respect that we do." So J.D. Vance has to do that. So does President Trump when they're out there doing these interviews.
And so does Fox News. Every day it ought to be over and over.
Yeah.
We have reached out. We just keep letting people know that this woman is avoiding answering real questions because she knows she cannot back up her record. And but we have to keep pounding it. We cannot just, from their playbook, sure, they're doing exactly what they ought to do and what they want to do, which they've had planned for many, many months. This is not something that happened 3 weeks ago. This is many, many, many months of planning. They knew what they had lined up well before they even exposed it to us, and what got that was the debate.
Rad, gotta run, my friend. I am super late for a break, but I appreciate you calling in, and it's a good word. Frankie Lacks, don't be a stranger.
Man, I love radio.
Come on down.
I grew up in it, and at Memphis Radio, I've always loved Memphis Radio, and you know that.
Absolutely. And we love hearing from your great listeners. We believe that WTJS West Tennessee, Frankie Lacks territory.
Well, and I hear you say that all the time, and I really appreciate the plugs.
All right. Frankie Lacks, ladies and gentlemen, WTGS, great American patriot, and he has an incredible security firm. So if you guys need security for whatever kind of an event, whatever, go and check out. It's maxguard.com.
Maxguard.com.
That's two X's. All right. Folks, President Trump says Newsmax is absolutely terrific. Mike Huckabee, he says millions of people tuning into Newsmax. It really is the fastest growing cable news channel in America. You can watch it on cable streaming. You can get the Newsmax app. I've got the Newsmax app. Newsmax has now announced plans to go IPO very soon. If you'd like information, go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. You can get shares in Newsmax. You can buy your shares with a credit card. NewsmaxInvest.com. It is, and by the way, consult with your attorney, your financial peoples. Frankie, consult with your peoples. And Frank, you could end up owning all of Newsmax. The guy's loaded over here. Again, NewsmaxInvest.com. Be sure to check it out. Folks, it's a great network, and I'm proud to work for him. We'll be right back.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow. This is a wild, weird, fun hour, and I want to say thank you for being a part of what we do here. Yes, we are a national radio show, but we're also local because, a lot of these shows are based out of like New York or Los Angeles or Chicago, and I say, what the heck? Memphis is a great town. It's my hometown, and it's a fine place to originate a talk show from. So anyway, you never know who's going to drop by, and we love it. All right, coming up in the next hour, we've got Congressman Greg Stube from Florida. Also, we're going to be talking to Daily Caller White House correspondent Reagan Reese on the latest regarding stolen valor accusations against Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. We're also going to be taking your calls, and a very simple question as we go into the next hour of the program. What advice would you give President Trump? You know, the president does listen to talk radio. All of his handlers listen to talk radio. What advice would you like to give President Trump as he really gets ready to turn up the burners and get back out there on the campaign trail? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We've got a lot of audio to play from last night. I will say this. A lot of people are saying, what was up with President Trump's voice? Did he have a lisp? What's going on there? Well, it turns out it had nothing to do with the president at all. It was all the compression of the voice. So this was all a technical issue. It had nothing to do with President Trump. But I'll say this about Donald Trump. What was fascinating about last night is that he was able to do deep dive discussions on a number of issues without having a single piece of paper in front of him. That is a brilliant man right there. A very brilliant man. All right, we've got to take a break again. Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. I just got a message from some of our California listeners. They're so, Todd, you're not going to believe what's going down here in Los Angeles. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, hour two underway. Well, it turns out the 405 freeway has been shut down. They have about 100 pro-Hamas protesters, and they have decided to occupy the 405 freeway. And traffic is, well, first of all, if you've been to Los Angeles, you know traffic is brutal anyway, but it's come to a complete standstill. We understand that police are trying to arrest folk that are gathered there. May I just say, if you are on a major freeway and you decide you're going to sit your butt down, then quite frankly, you deserve to become somebody's hood ornament. I mean, that's the way it works. Those are the laws of the road. At least that's how it used to be. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers are with all of the motorists there stuck in traffic there on the 405 in Los Angeles. All right. I want to go to the phones real quick. We had posed a question in the last hour. What advice do you want to give to President Trump? There is some thought and some talk that the campaign needs to reconfigure itself. And the campaign needs to really rethink the way it's approaching some of these issues. A lot of people out there say that the personal attacks have to stop. And we need to be focusing like a laser on the issues. And there are a lot of issues. So my question for you, the great listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program, conservatives want all. We have a lot of liberals that listen to us as well. But what advice would you give Trump? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Daytona, Florida. Gary is on the line. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good to talk to you again. I've mentioned it to some of my conservative friends, and like I've said before in the past, I've been to some of the rallies, and my wife and I, we both have two different small businesses, and there's plenty enough. I've even looked at my watch before and thought to myself, if Donald Trump would do 20 minutes on or 25 minutes on the border and immigration, and then go to economy, and then go to crime, and then fill in some of it with international affairs around the world. And there's nothing wrong with throwing in some of the insults. You know, we have not bright people running our country, and we have weak people. That there's nothing wrong with that because it's true. And But he could easily fill in any 1 hour to an hour and a half rally or an hour interview. And but you have to do the checkoff. You have to go from one right to the other and not wander. And I was telling the person when I called in that my ace in the hole is my wife and I and a lot of our friends have started really looking around the country and doing supporting and doing what we can for different Senate candidates and Congress, because if things go awry, which I'm really praying they don't, my family, entire family, that we have the Senate and the House. I mean, it would be the only way we even do keep a resemblance of a country.
Gary, it's a good thought, and we do have to, we have so many races that we're going to be focusing on. I think every state is now a battleground state when it comes to the House and the Senate. And you're right, we have to take back the Senate. We've got to grow our numbers in the House to stop whatever, you know, God forbid Kamala Harris gets elected. We're going to have to be able to stop that and stop it in its tracks. You know, again, we have so much at stake here, and we have got to mobilize. The party is fractured, and we've got to figure this out. I deeply appreciate Brian Kemp for saying, you know what, he's clearly sucking it up, and he's saying, we got to get Trump elected. And I know they hate each other, but he's doing this for the common good, and we need more lawmakers to do that around the country.
You bet. I thank you.
All right, Gary, great call. Thank you for listening to us out in Daytona. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, wants to weigh in on Bidenomics, which was the big theme of the Americans for Prosperity event that I emceed earlier today. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, Todd. So, Todd, there's an old saying that goes, facts tell and stories sell. And I think what the Trump campaign needs to do is run ads, and it's okay to show the facts about how bad Bidenomics have been, the border crossings, the fentanyl overdoses, the crime, all of that. You can show statistics about and tell and, you know, present the facts about what's going on. But Trump needs to tell people what he's going to do. But better yet, I think there needs to be a third party that tells that story. I think he needs to have individuals that have been directly impacted by Bidenomics. Like, let's say you have a suburban housewife that's doing the commercial, and she could say something like, thanks to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I'm paying 50% more for groceries than I were four years ago. Or maybe you have a worker that's in the that's in fracking that's been laid off. Or a parent telling a story about their son or daughter who's died of a fentanyl overdose or been raped or mugged by an illegal alien. That is going to be more personal. It's going to resonate with voters more. And it's the way to attack Kamala Harris and their record without Donald Trump doing it. And I think that would be a lot more effective. Like I said, facts tell and stories sell.
You know, Charles, to that point, don't go anywhere. I'm going to play some audio for you. This just happened on MSDNC. And they sat down and they just talked to some black voters in Philadelphia about the economy and the economic conditions that they are facing in their community in Philadelphia. Let's listen.
How hard has inflation hit you?
It hit me hard. It's hitting me hard.
Who do you blame for it?
I blame the federal government at this point. If a working class mom who works as a paralegal cannot buy a $2 bell pepper because it's now $5, imagine a mother living on food stamps. Mm. Imagine a mother who's making minimum wage trying to feed children. Mm. They're killing us without killing us. If you understand that. They're killing us without telling us they're killing us. They're hurting people in ways that they can't help themselves. It's either feed my child or, well, how about feed my children and I don't, but I have to go work.
Charles, you can hear the emotion and the pain, and these are hardworking people. And the thing about, and I hear the border, and I've been saying this for months now, is that ultimately this is all going to be decided on the economy, because everybody is being hurt by this economy, everybody. And it's getting to a point where parents are, you know, for example, our church, and I think a lot of other churches in the Memphis area, and I don't know if you guys do this in your community, but we fill backpacks for kids. I mean, it's in kids in need, and there are a lot of kids in need. And it's because of the policies, and I will correct this woman, it's not the federal government, it's Joe Biden and the Democrats. That's who's doing that to you, ma'am. Charles, I'll give you the final word.
Exactly, Todd. And I tell you, that ad just resonated and connected with me, and I could feel the emotion. But imagine when you have people from all walks of life telling those stories like that and ending that ad with a been paid for by Donald Trump for president. I think that is going to bring people over to his side. So I think he needs to stick to the issues. And if he does, he'll carry the day.
Yeah, I completely agree. Charles, thanks for that call. And it's good guidance and good advice. Also, and I'm curious, those of you who have been to the rallies, and I really don't mean to ask this question, but I need to ask this question. Don't you think that he needs to cut it down? Keep the remarks under 30 minutes. And I will say this as someone who does a lot of public speaking. If you speak over a certain amount of time, nobody's going to ever remember anything you said. And I know a lot of people are coming to the rally for the experience, but going back to the RNC, if President Trump would have ended that speech with him hugging the firefighter's uniform, the firefighter who was killed in Butler County, if he would have ended that speech at that moment, which was about 20 minutes, that segment, I think that would have been the most powerful speech ever given by a president. But when you go on for 90 more minutes, it just sort of waters things down. That's all I'm saying here. You got to tighten it up. I think it's self-editing is the recommendation. All right, let's go to David, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, David. What's on your mind?
That's a good point you just made. Brevity is also, you know, usually a pretty good idea. But one thing they're not doing is they're not tying together the invasion at the border with things like inflation. Even last night, Elon said, well, inflation is caused by government spending. Yeah, but when you have 20 million people and you just inject this demand into the system, 20 million people, or pick whatever number you want, but let's say 20 million, that's 60 million meals a day. That's 20 million pairs of clothes. That's 20 million people that have to find a place to live and have to go to emergency rooms and schools and other things. You just artificially inject 20 million people into an economy with no plan, that massively increases demand. And if your supply hasn't gone up, and it hasn't, you're looking at a massive increase in prices, because if there's one loaf of bread out there and it's just me and you, we'll split it. But if we add 30 more people, we're going to either be fighting over it or we're going to pay a lot of money for that loaf. It's just basic economics 101. But nobody ties inflation with the invasion at the border. I don't understand why they don't do that. It's basic economics. You just can't put 20 million more people in a country and not expect prices to go up for basic goods.
And David, I'm just going to be real with you here for a second. I would be shocked if the number was 20 million. I suspect it's a whole lot higher than that. And again, it's not just illegals coming here looking for jobs. You know, that's what they're saying, but that's not it. Most of them are living off of the taxpayer dime. We are providing for their housing, their health care, education. A lot of these school districts are being overwhelmed. They're having to go out and hire teachers to, you know, that are bilingual. It is, to your point, the amount of taxpayer money that is being used to care for these, let's just say, like you said, 20 million people. We can't afford that. The country is broke. We just can't afford to do that anymore.
You're right. It's just, to me, it's just basic economy.
Yeah.
You take that many for the list, prices are going to go up. That's just the way it is. But I appreciate you taking my call, Todd.
David, God bless. And by the way, Elon Musk is now announcing that he is happy to host Kamala Harris on X. You think she would do that? She hasn't done any interviews. You heard Frankie Lax say that in the first hour of the show. She hasn't sat down for an interview. Where is Kamala? Anyway, we'll let you know on and man, by the way, the Harris Tampon Timmy campaign was really upset over that interview last night with Trump and Elon Musk. And before we go to break here, this was an underreported story. There was a member of the Washington Post staff, a Washington Post reporter at the White House And yesterday afternoon, the Washington Post reporter asked if the White House could do anything to stop Elon Musk from interviewing Donald J. Trump because of misinformation. Well, if I had been in the room, I would have asked a follow-up question. Is there anything that the White House can do to deal with the misinformation coming out of the pages of the Washington Post? It's called a free press, pal, a free press. But this just shows you how insane these people are. They literally want to shut down any dissent. They literally want to shut down Elon Musk for daring to interview Donald J. Trump. That's what that's all about. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
That's what I'm hearing in the villages too. And if you get to talk to Trump, he's got to stay focused on the issues at hand, the border, the economy. He has to do that. The name calling has to stop, because right now Trump's the only hope we have to save in this country. If we lose this election because of name calling, it's the end of this country. He's got to stay focused. That's what I have to say.
All right. That's Mark from the villages, and a pretty passionate guy. And he is not alone. A lot of people are out there in the movement saying, We've got to step back, and we've got to focus. We've got to do more of what happened last night on X. By the way, this was history. It was the most successful X space in the history of the company. 24.1 million people tuned in to hear President Trump speak. It generated 183.4 million views and nearly 600,000 likes. X app downloads reached an all-time high. That is amazing. And people wanted to hear a conversation, and that's what you heard. It wasn't an interview. It was just a conversation. And I was fascinated by the parts that I heard. All right, let's go to Rocco in Georgia, WDUN. Hey, Rocco, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, Todd, but last night was a prime example of they took the richest man in the world and they attacked his website, and they shut it down for not the whole time, but about 45 minutes. I've never voted early in my life. This year I'm voting early because I don't put anything past the Democrats that on election day, they launch some sort of attack. If they can do it to the richest man in the world, if the 2 or 3 weeks ago, they shut down all the airlines because of an update. All they have to do is pause the voting for an hour or so, and they know that Republicans, basically, a lot of them, vote on election day. And they'll just discourage them, keep them from coming. They won't come back in an hour. They got busy lives. But I'm voting early this year because of what happened yesterday, because of what happened to the airplanes. I don't put anything past the Democrats. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a smart thing. Vote early. Use a paper ballot. There are concerns. And Rocco, I've read a couple of reports from security folks saying they are very concerned that the Democrats could pull something. There could be some sort of a cyber attack that would shut down voting and shut down the voting machine. So it's a very wise thing. to go vote early, get your ballot in. And there's no reason why, you know, millions of Americans can't get out and vote early. I think that's a wise idea from you.
They have the weekend voting. And I mean, and now they're coming up and they're discovering that there was fraud and bad activity in Georgia. But you know what they do? They throw their hands up and say, well, what are you going to do about it? So they'll do it, and they know nothing's going to happen. But we got to get out ahead of this. And I've never voted early in my life. I think it's a rite of passage, but not this time, not this year.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I will be one of those people voting early. And again, I asked for a paper ballot. And folks, I hope you do as well. Rocco, good call. We've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Hey, do you have a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming? President Trump says it's the one book you got to read before the election. So check it out. You can get a signed copy at toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
Like, we just don't have a president.
Right, you don't now. Have a president. And he's going to be worse than him because he is a San Francisco liberal who destroyed San Francisco. And then as attorney general, she destroyed California. You talk about location and we're talking about the sun and the water and all. There's nothing better than California. She has destroyed that. She was the original DA. She was the original in San Francisco. She was the original attorney general in California. What she has done to California is, well, you know better than I do. You just left California for a lot of those reasons. And what she's done with crime, with cashless bail, where you kill somebody. I mean, we have states now, you kill somebody and they let you out right away. I mean, you don't have to even put up, and then they never find the people unless they kill again, and then they let them out again. Our yeah. country is becoming a very dangerous place, and she is a radical left San Francisco liberal, and now she's trying to protect. Now she's looking like she wants to be more Trump than Trump.
Yeah, there you go. President Trump last night with Elon Musk on X. And it's true. I mean, California was once a really beautiful state. I mean, just wonderful people out there. And now it's turned into a third world hellhole. It's unfortunate. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Florida's 17th Congressional District. Good to have our friend Congressman Greg Stube back with us. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, I was really marveling at that interview. It was just a free-form conversation. And what I came away with was President Trump's a smart guy who's able to talk in depth about a lot of issues without a single note in front of him.
Yeah, he really is. And I've gotten the opportunity over the last several years to get to know him on a personal level. And we'll have dinners with the Florida delegation, and for 4 hours he's talking about everything from Israel to Iran to sanctions to domestic economy. Obviously he was very successful in business and the type of tax policy that we passed. So he is a very intelligent individual who can talk in depth about a lot of different issues. And it's unfortunate that, you know, the mainstream media, obviously, if it's a debate or whatever, don't let him talk and cut off his microphone and all that sort of thing. But that interview with Elon helped illustrate how much knowledge he has. He served 4 years in the White House, so he knows exactly what he needs to do to get this country turned around on day one when he gets sworn in.
Yeah, I completely agree. And what I find amazing is that when the Democrats get very nervous when the president sticks to policy, when he does interviews like the one he did yesterday, where he is laser focused, it terrifies the Democrats because they know that is the winning formula for Republicans.
And they lose. Democrats yeah. lose on everything from a policy perspective, whether it be foreign affairs, whether it be the economy, whether it be taxes. So you're right. It's good that he's focusing on that because that's what the American people need to look at. Were you better under Trump when he was president for 4 years than you are today after three years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? And every single American would tell you that you're not, from inflation to the economy to the jobs to the safety and security of the American people to the border to terrorists being let into our country. Fentanyl is now the number one cause of death from people between the ages of 18 and 45, all of that coming in through the southern border. And these are things that, you know, if you talk about that and people are like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And that's right. We win. Republicans win. Trump wins on every single major policy issue all across this nation. We just got to get that word out. You know, that it's tough to get to that, you know, suburban moderate female or independent voter, because if they're watching mainstream media, they're getting fed a bag of lies from the mainstream media about Trump and about what is actually going on and who Kamala really is. They're trying to hide what her real record is on all of these issues because of that.
We got word yesterday that President Trump's campaign office had been broken into in Virginia. You know what I find interesting here, Congressman, is there's been very little news coverage about this. I seem to recall the last time a campaign office got broken into, back in the 1970s, it became major international news. That was when the burglars broke into the Democrat headquarters. How big of a deal is this? Should we be concerned about this break-in?
Well, we should be concerned about everything from a crime perspective and from a political perspective right now. I mean, think about this. President Trump was almost assassinated, and the Secret Service still has refused to give Congress the information of what Secret Service agents were there that day so we can question them. Why are we not getting information, just like you said, about this break-in? Why are we not getting information about Trump's campaign being hacked by the Iranians? The FBI is going to sit on all of this stuff. You know, if this was the Biden DOJ or the Biden campaign office or the Kamala Harris campaign office, it'd be all over the news. But you're not going to get that information from a completely weaponized Department of Justice. And it's just fascinating. As a member of Congress, we had to create a committee that recently, just right before we left for the break, got seated and appointed. And as a member of Congress, we still don't know details from the assassination. What officers were there that day? How long did you see the shooter on the roof? How long? Why didn't you engage the shooter? Did you get asked for permission and get refused? Why not? Why did Mayorkas repeatedly deny Trump's team more security? So it's crazy how much we have lost and fallen to the left in our country and really become a communist country run by the Democratic Party, because they control the DOJ, they control the FBI, they control the Secret Service, and they're weaponizing it against the American people.
It's just insane, Congressman, when you look at how there was an effort to completely erase the assassination attempt from social media. We still don't have any answers. We don't know really a lot about the shooter. And when you have a situation like that, it leads to, you know, conspiracy theories. But honestly, I'm just calling them flat out theories right now, because we are so far off the reservation. Never in a million years would I have thought we would see a security failure like we saw there in Pennsylvania.
Well, and it's not just Biden's DOJ and the Democrats running the deep state. It's also the social media companies, the mainstream media. They're all working in concert with each other. Oh, let's talk about Kamala as this. Let's not interview her. Let's just say these three talking points. And social media working behind the scenes to, if you want to get more information about the Trump assassination, there Google's like it stuff with about Kamala comes up. I mean, you can't make this up. That's why I said the Democrats are running the communist United States of America right now to try to thwart Americans' access to information. They're using their Democratic buddies in Google and social media companies, other than Twitter. Thankfully, Elon Musk decided to buy Twitter, and that's like one of the few platforms that you're actually seeing conversing of ideas. But we saw it back in the 2020 election when the New York Post story of Hunter Biden's laptop got completely demolished by the deep state and the social media companies, and all those people tried to hide that information to the American people, and they're trying to do it again. I think the majority of Americans are smart on this, and they realize that this is happening now because it is so pervasive throughout our country because of their administration.
Congressman, real quick here, we've been following the story of Governor Waltz, and it seems like every single day we're getting a new video or new allegation that he's, you know, involving stolen valor. At what point do the Democrats cut this guy loose? I can't imagine this is a good thing for them.
Yeah, I don't think they will, because this guy is Kamala Harris's policies. He's as far left as you get. She's as far left as you get. She is the most liberal person when she was in the Senate. She's the most liberal person to run for president. And because the Democrats have fallen so far to the left and are run by the progressive wing of the Hamas wing of their party, They couldn't get a Jewish guy from Pennsylvania to be the VP, so they picked this guy because he's very pro-leftist progressive policy. So I don't know if they can, but the more that the Americans find out about Kamala Harris's real record and his real record, I mean, this guy said that he went to war with weapons of war, and he actually avoided trying to deploy and resigned so he didn't have to deploy and never stepped foot on the battlefield. And every American who served like myself and served in a deployed environment like myself should be wholly, wholly offended by that. And the fact that the mainstream media is trying to, oh, he was a veteran, and they're trying to highlight his military service while he lied about it, is very illustrative of this Democratic ticket going into November.
All right, Congressman, we got to leave it there. You're fired up today. I like that. Congressman, appreciate you coming on the show.
All right, anytime. Thank you.
All right, Greg Stube, everybody, out of Florida's 17th Congressional District. Good man right there. You do wonder. I mean, let's just – there are some Democrats who served in the military. They're patriots. And you wonder if they're watching all of this. At what point do they say, yeah, this guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. He's a bad dude, ladies and gentlemen, and he's also sort of creepy, and that doesn't help. But stolen valor, that's really all we need to be talking about when it comes to Tim Walz. That's a character flaw right there, a major character flaw. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, look, all this month we have been talking about our friends over at Food for the Poor. We are providing this month thousands of starving kids throughout the Caribbean and Latin America two nutritious meals a day for the next year. That's what we're doing. We're raising money this month to feed thousands of children for an entire year. Also, we're helping to give their villages access to clean drinking water, which is a major crisis. And I'd like to share some of the messages that we've been getting, and a lot of our listeners have been weighing in, and we just so greatly appreciate the donations. One donor from Maine said, God bless you. This is from Dalton in Tennessee, or rather Dalton, Georgia. Another donor writes, says, I want to help in this heartbreaking challenge. One more wrote, I hope my donation will help because God loves a cheerful giver. It's pretty awesome. And I completely botched the first one. I've got to read this again. From a Maine widower's mite, God bless you. What a sweet thing. A sweet thing. Yeah, we are in the middle of a tough economy. No doubt about it, folks. No doubt about it. But still, God has blessed many of us. And I hope that you will step up and bless these little children. All you have to do is go to ToddStarnes.com and click on the Give Life banner. You'll see it. It's bright red. You can also phone in your donation to 855-353-HOPE. That's 855-353-HOPE. Just $100 feeds two starving kids nutritious meals twice a day for an entire year. So again, ToddStarnes.com. Click on the Give Life banner, or you can text my name, Todd, to 51555. That's Todd to 51555, and we're going to send you a link where you can donate. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Want to give a shout out to Bob. Bob dropping in a $100 donation today for Food for the Poor. Thank you for that, Bob. Natalie making a one-time donation of $52. Mary Ann made a great donation, $200. Thank you so much for that, Mary Ann. God bless you. And again, folks, you can make a donation right now by going to ToddStarnes.com and clicking on our banner, the Give Life banner at the top of the page. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Grace Baker is sending me a message. Why is Grace sending me a message? Oh, geez, Lou. So someone said, Todd, we know how much you love mayonnaise. This is a story from Bleacher Report. Dylan, have you heard this story?
Thought I'm cackling over here.
This is terrible. So is it Will? It's Will Levi's?
Will Levis.
Will Levis. All right. And Hellman's Mayonnaise have teamed up to create a new scent. Is this like cologne?
I think it's cologne. This is the first time I'm seeing this.
It's called Number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise. Parfum de Mayonnaise. It smells like mayonnaise. I'm not too sure about this.
I don't even know what to think.
Is this true?
This is true.
Oh, Hellman's. It's Hellman's is doing it.
It's from the official Hellman's Twitter page.
All right, we're going to have to order some of this.
Are you going to put it on your sandwich or on your body?
Well, that's the question. That's what do you use it for? And I'm just curious, ladies, does that turn you on? Does mayonnaise turn you on if your significant other smells like, you know, mayonnaise, a sandwich?
Makes you hungry. Does mayonnaise have a smell? That's the question, because I don't think mayonnaise has an actual smell to it.
That's it. It does have an aroma. I like Duke's mayonnaise is very tangy.
Yeah.
So I'm not. That's the one thing as I kind of like a milder mayonnaise.
So Duke's needs to be a competitor here.
Oh, wow. It's a cologne, and it's got it's a lovely bottle and everything. They've got a commercial.
Todd, it's $8.
And he's in a shirt. It's $8.
It's $8.
Wait, Old Spice costs more than that, right?
Axe body spray.
Oh, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
That Axe, you know, the worst thing, I'm just going to fess up here on this one. The worst thing in church is like when you have the new school year roll around and all the middle school kids are now like, you know, the sixth graders are now in seventh and eighth grade and they've discovered that Axe body spray and you can't breathe in the sanctuary.
No, you really can't. And I will admit I went through a phase. I went through the Axe body spray phase.
You can smell people before you see them.
Some people use it as deodorant and I don't think they realize that stuff goes away in like 10 minutes.
This is a rather provocative mayonnaise commercial.
It really is.
I mean, the man, is that Will? Is that, I guess that's Will.
He's a quarterback for the Titans.
All right. He's wearing one of these, see-through white shirts.
Yep.
And it's unbuttoned and he's running. It looks, where is he running to? Oh, he's staring at you now. And now he's drinking mayonnaise from a jar. And now he's sitting provocatively dressed nothing in a towel, eating a mayonnaise sandwich.
Did you see the part in the video where he sticks his finger in and takes a taste of it?
I want
without
that.
A shirt.
That's I just, want that.
I mean,
the mayonnaise. I want.
I don't think you do. I don't think you want this mayonnaise perfume.
This is not real. There is no way this could be real. Right?
It's you would think. The world has come to mayonnaise perfume.
Where are they selling it? That's what I want to know. Where would they sell this mayonnaise flavored cologne? I don't get that. Anyway, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm curious if any of you have actually, if you're wearing the mayonnaise cologne, I'd love to hear from you. Would it not just be easier just to take a little dab and smear it on your face? It seems to me that would be the better thing to do here. Anyway, Grace Baker sent me this, and I'm not sure why, but thank you, Grace. Appreciate that. They say it's the fragrance you've been craving, and a daily supply is limited. All right, give us a call if you have tried the mayonnaise cologne. I'm not a big are you a cologne guy, Dylan?
Yeah, here and there I'll wear cologne.
I'll do back in when I was in high school and college, you see, our dads used to wear the Old Spice. So that was not a cool cologne. We had like Dracar and Polo. That was the, those are the two scents of the day. Oh, and what's the British? There's British, there was like some sort of a British lather or leather or something. Somebody will call, they'll remember. That was like your grandfather's cologne. Cloak and Dagger or something.
And then it just got progressively worse from there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I'll have to tell you my story. I was out on Rodeo Drive about a year or two ago, and I stopped in to get like a souvenir for somebody on staff. And I thought, oh, I need some cologne. And so I bought some cologne, and it was like $500. I said, no thanks. I'll just handle the soap. I'm good with soap. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starr.
They try to define you, but you are the ingredient to your own success. Luscious, eggy, smell like greatness. Bill Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Oh my God, Dylan, this is real. It is this is a real product that they are selling. Hellman's has now partnered with Will Levis, who plays for the Tennessee Titans, right? And I guess he's a big Mayo fan.
I guess so. Who would have thought?
So anyway, he's the quarterback, and they are launching a new cologne that smells like mayonnaise. And he's partnering with Hellman's. I want to read this to you. Man, tailgaters, football fans, and mayo lovers alike can expect bold, savory notes of tart mayonnaise, musk, and vanilla with coffee undertones. That smells disgusting. Will Levis writing this with the launch of my signature accent. You see, I'm doing the Will Levis voice here. With the launch of my signature scent, I fulfilled a lifelong dream of partnering with Hellman's to craft a fragrance like no other, one truly embodying the distinct scent of greatness. Rich and creamy, Will Levis number 8 is more than mayonnaise-inspired fragrance. It's transformative. I've eaten mayo. I drank mayo. And now I can smell like mayo. That's Will Levis. Wow. Can we bring in our next guest, Reagan Reese, the White House correspondent for Daily Caller? Reagan, first, thank you for coming on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Reagan, you're a woman, right? This is not...
Yes.
So, you just...
Great start.
Thank you. It's only going to get worse, Reagan, so bear with me. This story, which is sort of breaking news, Hellman's Mayonnaise is launching a mayonnaise-inspired cologne. Is that something that would, like, you know, say, wow, I would want to date a guy who smells like mayonnaise?
Absolutely not. You know, I guess the man has to have a really great personality. And then once you guys become good friends or start to date, then you need to say, hey, you need to ditch the mayonnaise scent. But I don't know how that could be pleasant at all. And did you say it has hints of coffee and vanilla? Is it?
Yes, and musk. This is terrible.
Yeah. I don't know how that all goes together and who's advising this guy on this scent. But is he married? He has to be single.
Gotta be. And I'm not quite sure of a quarterback that actually talks like that. But, that's very strange. Very strange. I will say this. I would be concerned if the guy eats and drinks that much mayonnaise. I'd be concerned about his cholesterol level. It's got to be off the charts. That can't be good.
Yeah. And it sounds like one of those strange addiction shows that's like on TLC, where you're really, really addicted to mayonnaise, that you have to make a scent and you have to smell like it. That's what this sounds like.
Oh, my God. This is so disgusting. Poor Reagan. She was like, what show is this? What is going on here? Anyway, Reagan, thank you for joining us. This is just a bizarre story. We're so happy to have you on. And by the way, everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You've got a brand new story out, and switching gears to politics, these stories coming out about the Minnesota governor and his military service or whatever he did. This is just insane. I know you've been focusing on this. How big of a deal is this that he has lied about his military service?
Big enough of a deal that I think Kamala Harris has to be kicking herself right now for choosing Governor Walz, because Kamala Harris was coming off this honeymoon boost in the polls for the first 2 weeks of her campaign. Everyone was so excited. Finally, we have a candidate. We're not holding our breath when they're walking down the stairs of an airplane. This is awesome. And then when she picked her running mate, it seemed to kind of, you know, deflate the excitement coming from the left around this campaign because of all the opposition research that's coming out about this guy. So Governor Walz, it's a pretty big deal when you, you know, claim to be in a war zone that you did not go to and that you kind of lie about your rank. And that's very offensive to veterans. And that's what we've seen. We've seen veterans come forward and say, you know, Governor Walz left our unit right before we are going to be deployed to Iraq. And he abandoned us to go run this congressional campaign. And he knew that we were going to be deployed. And he, you know, knowingly left us. And these are, you know, there's such camaraderie in the military amongst these units. And he was a high rank as well. And to leave behind his unit to do such has really infuriated a lot of veterans who have come forward and people who, you know, didn't serve with Walz but were in his unit. And it's something that the Trump campaign is looking to capitalize on.
And yet this is only the beginning. And that was the point of your article, is that Trump insiders say there is a whole lot more about this guy. What are you hearing?
Yeah. So in 2004, Chris LaCivita, senior advisor to the now Trump campaign, organized Swift Boat Veterans for Truth, which worked to cast doubt on John Kerry's Vietnam record. Since corporate media has tried to deem swift boating as unfair and, you know, just downplay it as something that's dishonest. But, you know, it worked in 2004 for LaCivita, and he indicated to Politico that this is just the beginning of the attacks that they're starting on Walz. So what Trump campaign insiders told me is that Senator J.D. Vance really makes the perfect spokesperson to attack Walz on this issue. A veteran himself, you know, he can speak to this betrayal, how this hurts the military, and he's going to be, you know, hammering him on the campaign trail. But also something that I think is interesting, and if you read between the lines, can potentially hint at another swift boating effort from the Trump campaign. One insider told me that they're going to support and help platform veterans who feel disrespected by Walz's lies and help them speak out against, you know, his lies and his falsehoods in his military record throughout the 2024 election.
Regan Reese is the White House correspondent for Daily Caller. Regan, I'm curious if you're hearing any scuttlebutt there in the White House press briefing room about the fact that Kamala Harris is not doing interviews with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that the media is starting to become a little frustrated, but I, you know, from a personal standpoint, my personal belief is that the push is not enough. This is a White House press corps that claims to have just been duped by the White House over the president's cognitive decline in his fitness for office. And I believe there's been a lack of curiosity and a lack of aggressiveness to get Kamala Harris on the record for a sit-down interview for a press conference. A lot of those attacks are, and a lot of that highlighting how she has been ducking from the press has come from right-wing outlets such as the Daily Caller, Fox News, Newsmax. On this, you know, we're starting definitely to see an uprising from outlets like Politico. The Washington Post editorial board posted a list of questions that they would ask Kamala Harris if she chose to go on the record. But it's getting to the point where it's not going to be able to be ignored and that there's going to be more frustration in the press. I mean, Time Magazine just did a flattering article on Kamala Harris, and she wasn't even available to comment on that.
Wow. All right. Well, it's a great story you wrote. And again, folks, the article title, Attacks on Walz's Service, Lies Are Only Just Beginning, Trump Insiders Say. The author of that piece on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, Regan Reese, who is a great journalist and a great team player. Regan, thanks for weighing in on our Mayo Gate controversy.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. There you go. And she's a great journalist, and you got to read her work over at dailycaller.com. That's dailycaller.com. All right, real quick, let's get to the phones. We've had some folks holding on for a little while. Let's say hello to Tom in Georgia. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
How are you doing today, Todd?
I'm a little creeped out by the mayonnaise cologne story, but otherwise doing pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, I like mayonnaise.
I do, too. I don't want to smell like it, though. It's maybe barbecue.
I don't think my wife would. No. Hey, I just wanted to bring up a couple points. I think the name-calling and talking about Trump and is doing a disservice to him and his campaign. Of course, all of us Trumpers don't really care about that. I think Kamala's doing a lot more than he is. That's all she talks about. But I think for new voters, it's really doing a disservice, and they're having some doubt about voting for Trump. And they kind of forget about everything that's going on in their lives where he can do good. And I wanted to point out also that our women's group at church also commented that they would like to say the things that he says to the Democrats, you know, that's my point. The other one was on the Get the Vote. As much as we talk about it, I don't see our congressmen and senators in the state of Georgia coming out and having many fundraisers or whatever, or even talking to our Republican groups in every county. We haven't seen anything like that come up. We see them at fairs, but they don't want to talk about, how we can win this election. So that's very disturbing.
Well, I will say this, that here in the Memphis area, a lot of the grassroots groups are out there doing the bulk of the work, and I greatly appreciate that. We have organizations like the Conservative Women of Collierville. You've got the Get Out the Vote campaign series at our VFW hall. You've got Moms for Liberty. Some of these grassroots organizations, and I suspect many of you have these groups in your communities, and they've been ostracized or pushed aside. But I say we ought to embrace these folks because they're the ones getting out the vote. Americans for Prosperity. And they had 200 people turn out this morning, 8:30 on a work day, to hear from lawmakers about important economic issues. So, Tom, to your point, I think that's it's a great point. Tom, I've got a skedaddle. Appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Mark in Memphis listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Mark. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. I just wanted to tell you what happened to me at the bookstore this morning.
I'm so all ears.
I went in and I asked him, I said, hey, you know, those places are liberal. I said, do you have Donald Trump's new book? And they said, what book? And I said, How to Deport 15 Million Illegals. And the guy said, you get out of here and don't you come back. And I said, yeah, that's the one. Do you have it in paperback?
Well, well played, Mark.
You keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Do you have it in paperback? All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Good to have you back with us, everybody. Thank you for being a part of the Todd Stearns radio show. Caitlin College from CNN. The eyebrows chick. She was on Stephen Colbert's show last night, cut number 6.
Trump has kind of been thrown on his heels by this, and he's not really sure how to go after Vice President Harris. He knew his attack lines on President Biden. He really has struggled with how to go after someone who's 20 years younger than him, who is a different gender, a different race. It's kind of been this moment where he has not been able to coalesce around a single attack line.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
I know. CNN makes it. And I know
that's supposed to be a laugh line.
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
Oh, everybody knows, right? The joke's on those two. Everybody knows. They all know. That's the brilliant part about all of this. All right, 901-260-5926. CNN, though, is starting to have these moments, these epiphanies. This is a CNN host calling out Kamala's spokesbabe, Adrienne Elrod. Let's listen to Cut 7, please.
What's on the vice president's schedule today?
Well, she's traveling and talking to voters and getting her message out there to the American people, something that she's been doing from the very start of this campaign and something that she certainly did when she was President Biden's running mate as vice president. But look, you just mentioned the speech she's going to be giving.
I was asking about today, and I don't think she's got any campaign events on the schedule today, does she?
Well, she and Governor Walz have been traveling across the country. They hit nearly every battleground state last week. On the campaign trail, they raised $36 million within the first 24 hours.
Yeah, but the question is, why doesn't she have any events out there? I mean, that's the question, and they don't want to answer that. But again, they will not allow Kamala to, and if I were her campaign manager, I would be advising her, don't you do an interview. You just do your thing, and we'll worry about, don't worry about the audience. We'll AI the audience in. It's all good, but don't be talking to the media. Let's go to Tom in Oregon. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Oh, boy. I don't know if I haven't looked on your website, but the graph that shows the illegal entry into the country, I call it the graph that saved Trump's life. And we need to get that out. I'd like to get a copy, and I'd take it door to door. Because in essence, it also shows how much he decreased the illegal entry and how much once Biden took over, it just went gangbusters. And that graph shows the whole thing.
That graph, you're right, Tom, that graph did save Trump's life. He turned his head to refer to it during the speech, and that's what saved his life by the grace of Almighty God. Tom, I'll see what we can do to get a copy of that, see if the campaign is releasing it, and if so, we'll post it on our website for you.
That'd be great. Yeah, give us a heads up. That'd be good.
Will do, Tom. All right, God bless you, sir, and say hello to our good friends over there at KYKN. Great radio station, good conservatives, and trust me, folks, they are on the front lines of the battle. There in Salem, Oregon. Whew, geez, Lou, great town, by the way. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Scott Coburn over at Patriot Mobile. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Mind that at all. What I can tell you is this, we cannot have a Democrat. We cannot have her. She's incompetent. She's as bad as Biden in a different.
Yeah.
Look, she hasn't done an interview since this whole scam started. And say what you want. This was a coup. This was a coup of a president of the United States. He didn't want to leave. And they said, we can do it the nice way or we can do it the hard way.
Yeah, no, I mean, they just took him out back behind the shed and basically shot him.
You know, what they did with this guy, so, and I'm no fan of his, and he was a horrible president, the worst president in history.
Well, no doubt about it. President Trump, again, going back to this argument that what happened to Joe Biden was nothing more than a coup, and it is true. So Trump has been out there suggesting that Joe Biden may not be willing to go quietly into the good night. And it really does depend, a lot of this depends on how Kamala Harris does between now and the convention. But it's pretty interesting to watch some of these mainstream networks going out there and interviewing people, and they're just not all that happy with Kamala Harris. Now, keep in mind, and we touched on this earlier, that a good many of the people showing up at these Kamala Harris rallies are actually only there for the musical artist celebrity and a good many are actually being paid. We have the receipts on that, so we know that people are being paid. And in some cases, the crowds are not as large as they would have you believe. And then there are people like Charlemagne the God, cut number two.
You know, so in fact, I didn't think it was a snooze fest at all. Like, I listened to about, I only listened to about 30 minutes of the conversation. And in those 30 minutes, I heard them talk about the border extensively.
Yep.
And I heard them talk about the economy extensively. And that is why Trump resonates with so many people, because he's speaking to the issues. And those are the two major issues. Folks don't care about all that other stuff as long as what they care about is being addressed. People want to know how they're going to have more money in their pocket and how they're going to feel safe.
And he's absolutely right there. And I will say this. I will go on the record. And I know this is incredibly hard for President Trump to do, because his nature is to attack, do the nicknames, go after people personally. We all remember, remember when he said about Ted Cruz's father, that his father was involved in the assassination of JFK? But after the election, we're just kidding. You know how it is. This is the election. You say stuff. You don't really mean it. Yes, your father was a murderer. I was just yanking your chain. Everybody knows he's not that. So, but again, he's this go around. He's got to stop. He's just got to stop. And if he focuses on if he does what he did last night with Elon Musk, he wins in a landslide. That's what he does. By the way, Kamala Harris, we had a caller earlier talking about illegal immigration and how much it is costing us and how much that is impacting inflation. Kamala Harris, day one, here's what she says she's going to do. Cut five.
When you become president, would you be committing to close immigration detention centers?
Absolutely, on day one.
There you go. She's going to release all of these very bad people into the nation's heartland. She is going to release all of these people onto the streets of your communities. That's what Kamala Harris is promising. Folks, there are some very bad people coming across that border, very dangerous people. And she's going to release them all into the country. Oh, by the way, Tim Walz catching fire because he has been palling around with an imam, Assad Zaman, who is pro-Hitler. You can't make this up. Cut number eight, please.
I would like to, first of all, say thank you to Imam. I am a teacher, so when I see a master teacher, I know it. And over the time we've spent together, one of the things I've had the privilege of is seeing the things in life through the eye of a master teacher to try and get the understanding.
You know, one of the things I've noticed about Democrats, they're not very good in the vetting part of the operation, right? It just seems to me when you've got a guy out there and, you know, I mean, there's a lot of questionable stuff regarding Tim Walz. I mean, the guy loves horsing around. But when it comes to these people like an imam who is pro-Hitler, it seems to me the word Hitler would be a red flag. I'm just saying it seems to me that would be a problem. Oh, by the way, one of the things I loved about Elon Musk last night is he told the journey, because this is a guy who once supported Barack Hussein Obama. So how does a guy go from supporting B.H. Obama to Donald Trump? Cut number 10.
If you look at my record, I'm not like, sometimes they try to paint me as like a far right guy, which is absurd, because I'm like making electric vehicles and, you know, solar and batteries, helping them with the environment. And I supported Obama. I stood in line for 6 hours to shake Obama's hand when he was running for president. And, you know, so it's not like I'm like some sort of dyed in the wool long-term Republican. I call myself, historically a moderate Democrat, but now I feel like we're really at a critical juncture for the country. I think a lot of people thought, you know, the Biden administration would be a moderate administration, but it's not. And obviously, we're just going to see an even further left administration with Kamala. That's my honest opinion. I mean, her dad is literally, I mean, she was brought up as an actual, her dad is a Marxist economist. That's, you can Google it. I mean, it's not a, we're not making this up, you know. That's how she was brought up. So, we want to have a future that is prosperous. And I think we're just at this critical juncture. I think this is a case of the America, is kind of at a fork in the road. And
true.
And I think it will take the path to, like, you are the path to prosperity. And I think Kamala is the opposite.
Yeah, well said. And that's the kind of a coalition it's going to take, is we're going to need independents, we're going to need Democrats, we're going to need everybody to beat these people. We truly are. Let's go to Carolyn in Georgia. Hi, Carolyn. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to make a point. I hope it's going to be a good point, a positive point. I believe that Trump needs to concentrate more on policy, what he can do, what he's planning to do, how he's going to improve the country, than putting down his opponent with every breath and how negative his, let her hang herself. I don't think Trump needs to help in this. I think he needs to mind his own business and do his own campaign. And that's my thought for the day.
Carolyn, I love your idea. I love your thoughts. And I think you're 1,000% accurate. And I think that is the winning formula, is staying focused on the politics, the economy, and let everything else go by the wayside. Let all of us in talk radio handle the other stuff. We're pretty good at that.
Yeah, there you go. Do you think he ever will get to that point where he can just be positive? Do you think he'll ever smile? Do you think he'll ever act human? It really bothers me.
I think he will. I really do, Carolyn. I think he will. But I you know, again, I think he hears what people are saying. The question is, will he take it to heart? That's the question. But I think if he sees polling data that showing this is a problem for him, the president's a smart man, and he's going to pivot. And that's what he needs right now. He just needs a pivot. That's all.
That's all he needs. And thank you for letting me express my opinion today.
You're very kind, Carolyn. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
All right. Got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina real quick. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I
sure.
appreciate it. I met you at WHKP last year and had my picture taken with you.
Well, that was
the biscuit book.
That was a lot of fun, that trip. We had a great time out there in North Carolina.
That was. I was looking forward to you coming here again. And I did want to mention, I didn't hear you mention it, that Trump is going to be in Asheville, North Carolina tomorrow, speaking at 4.
You know, Chris, we actually talked about this yesterday on the show, and we had some folks calling in. Well, we had some folks calling in, and they're very excited. They're going to be going. Are you going to the rally tomorrow?
Well, of course. I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, you've got to. Yeah, you've got to.
I heard you talking about cologne, and I'll tell you a favorite one of mine that a friend of mine always wore, Aramis. Aramis.
Aramis. All right.
It is delicious.
I will take your word. I'm sure it is. And apparently, Hellman's mayonnaise cologne is delicious as well. So.
Oh, I want a bacon or a popcorn flavor.
Give me a little barbecue, a little dry rub behind the ears. All right, Chris. God bless you, and thanks for calling in. Wow, this has been a weird show today, Dylan. Just a weird show. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend from Patriot Mobile, Scott Coburn. Hey, Scott, how's it going today?
It is going fantastically, Todd. Great to hear from you, and keep on doing what you're doing. You know we love what you guys are doing, and it's all about defending freedom. That's what we're doing here at Patriot Mobile.
Well, not only are you defending freedom, but you just have an incredible product, and we hear from so many of our listeners who've made the switch to Patriot Mobile for their wireless coverage, and not a single complaint, Scott. People just love the product that you guys are putting out.
Yeah, Todd, that's great to hear. And we hear it all the time, too, as we're traveling around. And you know, once people realize that, hey, Patriot Mobile, it actually does work. It's built on the same networks as all three of the main carriers in this country. So the service is as good or better that you have today. The difference is, you know, every time you pay your bill, a portion of that bill is going to go to organizations that are on the front lines fighting for freedom, organizations that align with your own values and beliefs. And that's really is what makes us different from the other carriers.
You know, we've been talking a lot on the program about this we call it an underground economy, but it's really a red economy, and how important it is to support organizations, companies that are like-minded in values. And that's what you guys do at Patriot Mobile. Is that right?
We do, Todd, and we've been on the forefront of this whole red economy thing before woke was even a thing. And now, I mean, let's face it, we know what's at stake this year. I mean, this is by far the most important year since our country's founding. We know what's at stake. So my question to anyone who will listen to me these days is, why would we want to leave anything to chance, right? I mean, we say it all the time, elections have consequences. Well, let me tell you, the way we spend our money and who we choose to support with our dollars also has consequences. So why would we leave anything to chance? We only get one ballot cast at, you know, in November at the election. But let me tell you, we can cast a lot of ballots with our wallets. And that goes a long way towards determining who's going to actually come out ahead in this game. The left's not going to quit. They're going to keep coming after us with their destructive policies. We know that. So this is one more way for everyone to band together and say, you know what, we've had enough. We're not going to do it anymore. We're going to support companies that have our back, like Patriot Mobile.
Let's talk about that, Scott. And there may be somebody out there listening, and they're saying, okay, well, why? You know, I'm pretty happy with my cell phone company. I didn't realize they were liberal. But why would I want to make the switch to Patriot Mobile?
Todd, it's really quite simple. You know, you will not find another cell phone service provider in this country that does more to defend freedom and to glorify God than Patriot Mobile. You just won't. So if that's important to you, then it should be important that you switch to Patriot Mobile. And I'll tell you, again, we are uniquely positioned versus any single network carrier that you're probably on today. We have all three networks, which means I can put you on one or more of the networks in this country. So as you travel around, you're going to have great coverage. You're going to have the things like Patriot Mobile One with the backup line that we have. I can put two separate lines on one smartphone, right, on two different networks. That means when you lose coverage on one, the other one kicks in. This really gives us a better product, Todd.
Again, folks, Scott Coburn from Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Todd is the website. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You know, Scott, one of the things that you guys are doing, you're out on the road doing a lot of events, Turning Point Action events, a lot of pro-life events. What's that like, getting out there, setting up your displays in the exhibit halls and meeting so many of your customers and supporters?
I'll tell you what, Todd, it's quite refreshing, actually, and it's encouraging. It gives us all hope as we go out and we talk to all these Americans, great Americans out there all over the country that are just, they've had enough, you know, just like us. They want to see change. They want to see things that back the way they used to be in this country, and the things that this country was founded on, biblical things and wholesome things and family and God, putting God first. And it's just so refreshing to hear our customers talk about that and to get out in mass at these events and band together, because, you know, we've seen a real shift here, Todd. And I think you're sensing it too from where you're sitting. We're on fire right now. Let's keep this thing rolling. And that's what we're trying to do by being out there, boots on the ground at these events.
You see, I love this. And again, PatriotMobile.com/Todd, ladies and gentlemen. You'll also be able to get information about their new product called Patriot Mobile One. That allows you to have two numbers with access to two networks on a single dual SIM smartphone, which is pretty awesome. So you're going to want to check that out, and especially if you live in a remote area or a rural area. All right, Scott, where are you guys off to next? What's the next big adventure for you guys?
We are headed to Knoxville, Tennessee. Actually, tomorrow, Todd, we're going to be at the Gun Owners of America Summit there in Knoxville. Huge event, big 2A event. So all you 2A and freedom-loving people, come on out and see us there in Knoxville.
I love it. Well, you're going to be in Big Orange country, so great folks out there in that part of the state. Scott, always appreciate you guys coming on the show. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for supporting the program.
Thank you, Todd. God bless you guys.
All right. There you go, folks. Scott Coburn, PatriotMobile.com/Todd. By the way, when you get the call, you make the call, 972-PATRIOT is the phone number. That's 972-PATRIOT, and the person picks up the phone. That is a Christian college student. They actually partner with West Coast Baptist College out in California, and these kids are the ones that are helping sign you up, and they are just so helpful, so kind. It's kind of like when you're at Chick-fil-A, right, and you get the order, and they say, you know, my pleasure. Yeah, that's it. So anyway, PatriotMobile.com, be sure to check them out. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, I'm back on Newsmax 2. We have a great show lined up for you. Not only in addition to the Trump rally tomorrow afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, may I tell you that this coming weekend, I will be your pre-Trump show host. I'll be doing a two-hour pre-show leading up to the Trump rally this weekend. And then Friday night, I'll be back in the anchor chair on Newsmax, the main Newsmax channel. I'll be anchoring Prime News. So we got a lot going on this week. Gonna have to eat my Wheaties this week. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. It has been a great day, a wild day here on the program. Thank you all very much for hanging out with us. Head over to the website, toddstearns.com, read the newsletter, get the podcast, and join our growing radio family. Be good, America.